We don't care if the witch is at the job. Thank you for destroying every witch's plan. Thank you for destroying every warlock's plan. Thank you, Lord, for destroying the witch and warlock's plan at the doctor's office, at the school, on our jobs, at the church, in our neighborhood, in our families, wherever we go to eat. We thank you for destroying the assignment of every witch and warlock. That every plan that they have, it is destroyed by the blood of Jesus. And we thank you for the power of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah, that's being ushered in to help us, to protect us from every plot, plan, and scheme of the enemy. And we give you glory, Lord, for every blessing that you have in store for us. We are excited about the move of God. We thank you, Lord, for protecting us when we lay down at night. We thank you, Lord, for the food that we eat, that it would never cause us hurt, harm, or danger. And we thank you, Lord, for equipping us with the power of the Holy Ghost. We thank you, Lord, for us at night in our dreams. We thank you, Lord. We give you glory for the Holy Spirit destroying demons from tormenting us at night. We thank you, Lord, that demonic spirits will not have sex with us. We are not married to marine demons. Come on. We're not married to water witching. We're not married to Rakai. We are not married to demons. In the name of Jesus, we belong to the Most High God. We decree and declare it so. In the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the Holy Ghost, sir. Amen. Come on, let's give God glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hey, Kim. Hey, Richard. Hey, Naomi. Hey, Naomi. Hey, Carmita. Hey, Aaron. Hey, Roger. We are excited about the move of God. Hallelujah. We're going to be talking about demonic soul ties to witchcraft. Now, there are many ways that demons can enter. We're going to talk about how you can enter into the rest of the Holy Ghost. It is God's desire for us to usher into the rest of the Holy Ghost. What does the rest mean? That means that when you're not crazy in your mind, that you don't think you're crazy, but when you have peace, no matter what you have going on, you will trust God. And so that is this assignment of the Holy Ghost, to allow us to trust him. So before we tap into the witchcraft, let me tell you, Isaiah chapter 28, 11 and 12 says, "For with stammering lips and another tongue, the Holy Spirit will speak to his people. This is the rest that we should enter into." So the Holy Spirit wants us to enter into his rest. Stammering lips, what does that mean? That means when you praise God with your lips, but stammering. When you did it on my seeky soul, when you prayed in the Holy Ghost, when you open up your mouth and you say, "Lord, I give you glory." People of God, you got to get more bold. The Holy Spirit told me that you're not being bold. You got to start speaking out the word of God. You got to start telling the devil, "I destroy your assignment. I belong to the Lord. And every blessing that God has in store for me, I'm going to get it." If you are attached to people and you know that they are ungodly, we're going to talk about how demonic soul ties are created. And a lot of y'all don't even know it, but you're entangled in these soul ties. And the Lord wants you to break free from it. Some of y'all are entangled with family members. There's a soul tie there that needs to be broken. Some of those family members have been praying against you. Some of y'all got friends on the job. They've been praying against you. Some of y'all got friends on social media. They've been praying against you. There's a lot of witches and warlocks on social media. And so we're going to talk about it, because those demonic soul ties got to be broken in the name of Jesus. And so one way that these soul ties can be entered into your life, demonic soul ties, is witchcraft. And some of y'all are attached to demons and you don't even know it. That's okay, because you're going to get free tonight. So if you have been rejected, neglected, or abandoned, it could be where somebody refused your comment and you got your feelings hurt and you got rejected. Somebody might have said something wrong to you at work or at home. Your spouse might have said something wrong. Somebody might have cheated on you. Somebody might have stole from you. You were rejected. Somebody might have molested you. Somebody might have abandoned you. Somebody might have beat the hell out of you. Guess what? Somebody might have said you ain't nothing. You a whore. You stupid. You were neglected. You were rejected. That opens the doors to demons. How is that? When they say these things and they hurt our feelings, that opens the door, because now you get pissed off, you angry, and the spirit of bitterness and unforgiveness is there. And so we want to be mindful. And what we want to do today is that if there's anybody on here, on the live and the replay, put a one in the chat. If you don't want to, you don't have to, but put a one in the chat. So when I get off the live, I go back and know who specifically, what name I need to call out in prayer, that you're going to be delivered and set free from rejection. If you've been rejected by online, family member, a spouse, somebody you dated in the past, somebody you talking to now, you know you need to leave that joker alone. Somebody that you married to, you know you're married to the wrong person, or you're married and you say, you know what, I don't feel called to leave, but I've been rejected. They hurt my feelings. I want to pray for you tonight. I want to pray that you get delivered. Lizzie, we were looking for you today. Hey, Lizzie. Hey, Lisa. Hallelujah. Okay. Hallelujah. Put a one in the chat. This ain't no time to be shamed, because we're getting ready to destroy the assignment of hell, because it's a lot of God's people walking around with hurt. And if you're carrying hurt and you don't forgive those people that done you wrong, guess what? The Lord said in Matthew chapter 6 that he can't forgive you of your sins. And I'm telling you tonight that the Lord is going to forgive you, because we're going to get free of this thing. We're going to get free of rejection. We're going to get free of abandonment. If there's anybody here that has a codependency issue, or you have made a biblical vow, he called Messiah, yes, Lord. There's some biblical vows going on. It is taking place where there are people around here doing this chakra thing. They're doing chakra. We're going to talk about it. They're doing chakra. They are doing Reiki. They're doing water witching. It's called Reiki. They're doing Reiki and chakra. They are burning sage still. They're doing these towers. They're building these altars. They're burning incense. Hallelujah. They're doing it all. They're wearing stones on their ears. They got stones, earrings, necklaces around their wrists. They even got it engraved in the clothes. I can't hear nobody. You got to get free of this thing. There is witchcraft going on, and God wants his people free. Sexual immorality is another way that there's a demonic soul tie attached. When I say the word witchcraft, let's get it together here. Witchcraft goes for the realm that the devil operates from. Naomi know that. Some people don't know that. New age witchcraft. False religion. Some of y'all got family members that do mediums, that's doing these cards, that's reading these tarot cards. I want to encourage you tonight to stay on, because we're getting ready to go into prayer. And we're going to get free of this thing. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hinduism, Buddhism, if you ever done it, or you got somebody in your family that's doing it, that creates a demonic soul tie that leads to witchcraft. Hallelujah. Soul ties between two people. What it does is that it brings you into the realm, if it's unholy, to an unholy soul tie. And what happens when you're bridged to unholiness? When it's not of God, then the devil moves in. People start praying against you. People start speaking things towards you. From now on, if somebody say anything negative and you know that you're not in agreement with that, I want you in front of them to say, I come out of agreement with what you just said. If they say, you know what, you don't qualify for that promotion, say, I come out of agreement. I'm not going to agree. I might not have the degree for it, but I qualify for it because I belong to God. My children qualify for it. My grandchildren qualify. Whatever it is, do not make a biblical vow to these demons. Don't do it. A lot of God's children are doing it unknowingly, and they don't really know that they're doing it. You be in casual conversation and people be like, you know what? You're going to always be slow. I remember somebody said it about my daughter when she was like 5 years old. So she's going to always be slow. She ain't going to never be able to comprehend cursive writing or write paragraphs. I came out of agreement with that thing. And she graduated the top of her class. She is extremely smart. You got to come out of agreement with them demons. If they said ain't nobody going to marry you, come out of agreement with them demons. Say, I will be married in the name of Jesus. They might say, you know what, but you was molested and raped. Don't nobody want you. You're damaged goods. Say, I come out of agreement with that. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I come up out of agreement. I deserve to be loved. I deserve to have a husband. I deserve to have a wife. I deserve to be a millionaire. I come out of agreement with the spirit of poverty. Come out of agreement. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. We're going to talk about sexual soul ties. If you are married, then you have a godly soul tie with your spouse. But if the person decides they want to step out, that's when an ungodly soul tie is created. If you are not married, fornication is a demonic soul tie. If you are engaged and you're having sex, you ain't married yet, it's a demonic soul tie that's created. Guess what? I've had sex before I got married. Guess what? And once I learned, I repented. So what we want to do is come out of agreement. How do you do that? You just repent in the name of Jesus. If you are not seeing nobody right now, but you had sex with three guys 3 years ago, you want to come out of agreement and detach those demons. See, they don't want to talk about this, but I'm going to tell you how to do it. You got to renounce it. Renounce me. I come out of agreement. Lord, I'm sorry. I repent in the name of Jesus. I had sex with Bobby, Tony. Hallelujah. I even tried to have sex with a woman, Michelle. I don't know if that applies to you, but just in case it do, come out of agreement with it right now in the name of Jesus. If you even thought about homosexuality, I come out of agreement. Because see, you want the Lord to bless you in 2023. Some of y'all got some prayers that need to be answered. And you've been waiting on God. But guess what? You got to come out of agreement with the demonic soul tie. Come out of agreement with what the devil is saying. Come out of agreement tonight. Go ahead and say it. Say, I come out of agreement with the devil in the name of Jesus. I come into agreement with heaven. I come into agreement with what the Lord said about me. I come into agreement that I am the righteousness of God. I come out of agreement with witchcraft. I come out of agreement with widow watching. I come out of agreement with Reiki. I come out of agreement with chakra. I come out of agreement with crystals. I come out of agreement with sage. I come out of agreement with tarot card reading. I come out of agreement with every level of witchcraft in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, I can't hear nobody. Come on and say it. I come out of agreement with adultery. I come out of agreement. My spouse cheated on me. I come out of agreement with that. In the name of Jesus, I come out of agreement with poverty. I come out of agreement with premature death. I come into agreement with life. I will live and not die. Oh, I can't hear nobody. I can't hear nobody. Hallelujah. A stronghold. It is a deception of the enemy. It is one of the primary reasons why he's been tormenting God's children. Ungodly soul ties are created, and when it's ungodly, it is demonic. It's tight, but it's right. And so you want to come out of agreement with sickness and disease. I can't hear nobody. So yes, Lord, come out of agreement with sickness and disease. That's why it's important that you watch the people that you're talking to, because there are some people in your circle. They are jealous of you. They are angry with you. And you might say, I ain't really got much. Why are they jealous and mad at me? I work a regular job. I make $16 an hour. I still, you know, I drive a used car, but they're jealous. Why? Because they can see the glory of God on your life. I can't hear nobody. And so every day when you wake up, you want to come out of agreement with the devil. Start saying, Lord, I thank you for my life. But today I come out of agreement with the devil. I'm not going to cuss nobody out. I'm going to come out of the agreement with the language of hell. And I'm going to speak the language of heaven in the name of Jesus. Because Lord, I need you to bless me. Lord, I need you to favor me. I need favor with God and favor with men. Everything I touch is being multiplied. I'm going to come out of agreement with the devil. I do not have any demonic soul ties attached to me. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I come out of agreement. He little on my sikisaya. He cuddle on my sia. That's right. Come out of agreement. And before you go to bed at night, Larry will tell you. Larry said he wasn't sleeping. They was tormenting him. And I kept coming online. Go on and tell him, Larry. I kept coming online saying, read them scriptures at night before you go to bed. He said he did it and it worked. The word of God works. It is sharper than any two-edged sword. What does that mean? That if this is a knife, that the word of God gonna cut It's going to cut the atmosphere where the demons can't visit you at night. It's going to cut it, and it's going to set the atmosphere straight. I can't hear nobody. The word of God, it's going to cut every demon that's been tormenting you on your job. It's going to cut it with a knife. It's going to cut it, but you got to believe it. You got to speak it. You got to say it so. Some of y'all got some bills that's due. Some of y'all got some court cases pending. Some of y'all got some lawsuits pending. Some of y'all got some people that's just been being nasty to you, disrespecting you, and you're tired of it. Say, I come out of agreement, and then we're going to read the scripture. Say, I come out of agreement, and I step into the power of the Holy Ghost. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. We want to get delivered from demons. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Luke chapter 11, verse 20. Luke chapter 11, verse 20. But if I cast out demons with the finger of God, surely the kingdom of God has come upon you. If you cast out the demons with the finger of God, what does that mean? That means with the prophetic word. That means with the scripture. You see, when you read the scripture towards the demons, you are pointing the finger of God at them demons, and you are coming out of agreement. You want to come out of agreement. You want to come out of agreement with them demons. And when you say the word, it's going to cut them down. And so now you got to understand that if you just say, I plead the blood of Jesus and I come out of agreement with the devil's assignment on my life, I destroy premature death. Come on and say it. Because see, the devil want to kill all of God's children. But how many of y'all know he just upset any man because his time is winding down? Say, I come out of agreement with premature death. You need to say this every day when you wake up, before you leave your house. Even if you don't leave your house, you don't want to see ceiling to cave in. I can remember I was down in Alabama and I was at a car lot and I went to take the car to get some gas. And as I was coming back, they had one side of the gate. It was a metal gate. It was closed. The other side was open. And don't you know, out of nowhere came this metal. It just shot down on the windshield. And don't you know, it did not kill me. The Lord allowed it to go on the passenger side. Oh, I can't hear nobody, because every day I come out of agreement with premature death. And when I got out of the car, I looked and I said, where did that come from? That was the devil trying to kill me. People be trying to run me off the road, but I'm here to tell you, I come out of agreement. Come out of agreement. Some of y'all are seeing some people and you know the Lord didn't put you with that person. I'ma need you. Now I need, I'm in the dirty South Atlanta, Georgia. I'ma need you to come out of agreement with them demons and leave them alone. You don't need them. Ask the Lord to deliver you and set you free. Just lift your hands and say, Father God, I thank you that tonight I'm coming out of agreement with the ungodly soul tie. I want to be set free. I want to start sleeping good at night. I want to have my mind back. My mind belongs to Jesus Christ in the name of Jesus. My children's mind belongs to Jesus Christ. My children will not commit suicide in the name of Jesus. My children are respectful in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. You see, if you want to get married, those that are single, you got to come out of agreement of fornication. If you want the Lord to bless you with a spouse, you can't be right here talking about, Lord, help Michael. Lord, help Chris. See, the Lord don't help demons. He goes, yes, Lord. He don't help no demons. We don't play patty cake with the devil. The Lord don't, you can't, I used to do it. I used to be on my knees saying, Lord, can you fix Marcus? He's such a nice man. But you see, I was fornicating. We were shacked up and couldn't nothing go right. Nothing could go right for us. The bills were paid, but I couldn't get married to him. He just kept on rejecting me. His mom and daddy kept on abusing me verbally. They just mistreated me all 3 years. And one day I got tired. I said, as much as I go to church, I know better. I know that shacking up, whatever the world want to call it, is not of God. So I got to come out of agreement with this thing. And what did I do? I took 6 months and I prepared my heart and I called my parents and I said, I'm going to need y'all to be there with me. I'm going to be praying and fasting. They said, increase your prayer time. Increase your prayer time. I said, I'll pray when I get up in the morning. They said, you got to go to the throne of grace more than that. More than when you get up, more than when you go to bed at night. Who am I talking to? Increase your prayer time. Ask God to break the ungodly soul tie, to break the yoke off of your neck. What does that mean? That means that you got a stronghold that you can't leave because the devil got you rooted. But say, I come out of agreement in the name of Jesus. I come out of agreement. The Lord did not assign you to me. I come out of agreement with that demon. And if you shack it up with somebody or you got your own place and you've been going over there tiptoeing every now and then, cut it out. Cut it out. If you want the Lord to bless you, see, the Lord don't bless demons. He can't. The Lord don't bless no mess, and he want to bless you. He has good things in store for you. The Lord loves you. You do not deserve to be with a person that falsifies love. Don't you know that the Jezebel and the Ahab spirit, they come off like they love you. But behind closed doors, they're secretly planning to kill you. He called Messiah. Yes, Lord. I don't know who this is for. They are secretly planning to take your life. I want you to know that. How can I tell you that? Because I was married to a demon. Yes, Lord. And I knew better than to marry that demon. Because the Lord showed me him a year in advance. But I knew better. And I had to come out of agreement. I had to pray and I had to fast. When that demon was acting like he was crazy in the house. When he would even give me the silent treatment. I had to have church. I had to change the atmosphere so that I could come out of agreement because I was in an ungodly soul tie that the Lord didn't call me to. And ever since, I broke the contract. Some of y'all in some ungodly contracts. It's called an ungodly covenant. So you create a vow. I don't care if I said I do. It's not that I do that the Lord anointed. He called Messiah. Yes, Lord. It's not that I do. He didn't tell me to marry that man. He showed me in a dream not to do it, but I was hard-headed. I done it anyway because some of us think, oh, we can change the person. No, 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 no. You can't change no demon. You can't change no demon. I need you to say, I come out of agreement tonight. Well, whoever the person is, say, I come out of agreement. If it's a hater on your job, I come out of agreement. Right now, if you got some hatred going on with your mama or your daddy, I come out of agreement. If you got some strife going on with your siblings, I come out of agreement. In the name of Jesus. Now, you ain't got to call the person if you got some issues going on with them, but I need for you to forgive them for what they've done. Come out of agreement with bitterness. Come out of agreement with hatred. You can't be hating folk. Want the Lord to bless you. That ain't how that work. Because we're going to go to the scripture. We're going to go to Matthew chapter 6. Matthew chapter 6. We're going to read it. We're going to come out of agreement with these demons. We got to come out of agreement. Hallelujah. I'm going to show it to you. Matthew. Somebody type it in the chat for me. Hallelujah. Let me see if I can type it. Y'all type it. Matthew chapter 6, I'm going to show you the proof. Can you type it in the chat for me? Matthew chapter 6, verse 14 and 15. I want you to remember, I want you to write this down. Matthew chapter 6, verse 14 and 15. You can't be saying you're a child of the Most High God and you're around here want to murder somebody. Because I told y'all before I wanted to murder my siblings. They had them pissed me off. They done something real bad. But I had to come out of agreement. And I thought I had it together. I was on a fast for almost, 535 days. And I thought I had come out of agreement. But it's not until like the 425th day. It took that long. For me, that's a little over about a year and a half for me to come out of agreement with that bitterness. And I'm right here running the church every week, but I was still bitter. See, demons, they like to hide. As long as you don't see the person who hurt you, you figure you got it together. You got your car. You got food in the refrigerator. You smell good. You got your hair done. If you a guy, you working, you got a little change in your pocket, you okay. And if you don't see that person, whether they're living or dead, you figure I'm okay. But that ain't how that work. You got to come out of agreement with that bitterness. It is Matthew chapter 6, verse 14 and 15. And this is what the Lord says. He says, for if you forgive men, that means the people that done you wrong, their trespasses. Trespasses is the things, the sin that they did against you. He said, if you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. So if you forgive people who done you wrong, then the Lord said he's going to forgive you. But here come the recipe that the devil don't want you to know in verse 15. But if you forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. The Lord said, if you don't forgive men of their trespasses, if you don't forgive them, then he's not going to forgive you. Who am I talking to? You got some forgiveness. And let me tell you somebody, demons. Every day, the longer that unforgiveness and that bitterness sit there, the demons, they grow. Oh, they grow in numbers. They grow. That's why when the days go by and the years go by, you don't think about it. But that root is growing. Just like you water a plant. When you water a plant or you water your grass at your house and it grows. Then when you cut it, it go down, right? But then when you fertilize it, it keep growing. And you be like, how did that grass get so tall? Because the roots are being fertilized with bitterness, anger, hatred, and unforgiveness. And you got to forgive those people. Can it happen overnight? If the Holy Spirit says so. But usually it's a process so that God can get the glory. He want to get the glory out of your life. He wants you to praise him because it is going to be the Holy Ghost that's going to help you. Come out of this agreement with these demons. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Come out of agreement. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hey, Larry. Hallelujah. Thank you, Larry. Let me see what Larry's saying. Hallelujah. Come out of agreement. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Come out of agreement, Larry said. Yes, Larry said he said he came out of agreement. Come out of agreement. Come out of agreement. Y'all know we got the house of healing. Now, some of the members was telling me tonight, and I forgot that the devil be trying to stop the people from being connected to my ministry. So, you know, I specialize in breaking generational curses. I specialize in helping the people of God shift and move to where God wants you to be by understanding and identifying Holy Spirit and these demons and to understand the word of God. And so I really had kind of forgotten about how the devil be trying to discourage the people of God. So I had to come on and talk about these demonic soul ties. Because the devil don't want you to get free, but the Holy Ghost wants you to get free. And so the membership, we meet twice a week. We're going to be meeting this Friday for prayer. We're going to start on this fast. Some of y'all said, y'all wanted me to fast with you. We're going to fast. And so we're not going to fast this week, but we're going to fast probably next week. And so the membership ain't but $20. $20. You can quit anytime. It ain't on no contract. Even if you don't join, guess what? I need you to still come out of agreement. Come out of agreement with who done you wrong. Come out of agreement with the devil. Say, devil, I don't agree with any demonic vow that you have tried to hold me to. I agree with being set free. I agree with coming into God's rest. I agree with forgiving those who done me wrong. I agree with the prophetic word of God. I agree that I belong to God. I agree that I will live and not die. I agree that my future is multiplied with great things. I agree that I am a child of the Most High God. I agree that I am a glory carrier. I agree that I have the power to destroy witchcraft. I agree that I'm the head and not the tail. What does that mean? I agree that I got a seat in the kingdom of God and not in hell. I agree that I don't have schizophrenia. I don't have no mental disability. In the name of Jesus, I agree that I am secure in God. Hallelujah. All you got to do is click the link if you want to join. We do have a dream membership too, where we teach and we talk about dreams and you learn how to interpret dreams. Hallelujah. Now, when you come out of agreement with the devil, you're going to start dreaming more. Now, am I saying that you wake up and you say, you know what? I agree with the devil. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying that when you break, when you take the word of God and you cut across that ungodly soul tie with that word, when you come across the word of God and you start speaking it out loud and you tell the Lord, Isaiah 54:17, that no weapons formed against me, thank you, Larry, shall prosper. In every tongue that rise up against me in judgment, the Lord shall condemn it. You see, when they judge you, when them demons start talking, the Lord going to condemn their tongue. Hallelujah. No weapons formed against me shall prosper. Come on and say it. No weapons formed against me shall prosper. And every tongue that rises up against me in judgment, the Lord shall condemn it. For this is the heritage of the servants of the Lord. And this is his righteousness of me, says the Lord. You got to say the whole scripture. Like Larry said, the whole scripture come out of agreement. When you say that scripture, you are making an announcement to hell that I'm coming out of agreement with the devil. You know that you need to be connected to a community, House of Healing. I'm there every week. We are live on Zoom or inside of the community. Hallelujah. It's $20 a month. That's what? Less than 60 cents a day. By 60 cents a day. $20 a month. We meet once a week. Sometimes twice, like we're getting ready to do. We're getting ready to go on a fast. So those of y'all that have been emailing me, telling me that you want to fast and pray with me, come on in the House of Healing. It is $20 a month. Hey, Aunt Elaine. Hallelujah. We're talking about coming out of agreement with these ungodly people. Hallelujah. If you are connected to people that you know, they act like they know the Bible. Don't you know that the devil know the Bible? But you know that they really don't have your best interests. That you know that they do witchcraft. They do tarot card reading. Come out of agreement. Hallelujah. Let me see. If you are friends with anybody that do yoga, be very careful. Because yoga now, they do that witchcraft in that yoga. You got to be mindful of everything that you watch, everything that you eat and drink. Be mindful. You need to start getting on your face more and praying more. Hallelujah. 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 Larry said he don't want to go face to face. So he called them by name. Hallelujah. That's right. Call them by name in prayer. That is how I got anointed with speaking in tongues. When I got on my knees and I said, Lord, forgive me. Because I thought, like I told you, that I had forgiven them, but I had not. I had not forgiven the people that done me wrong because I didn't see them. So if you know. I didn't. It was saying when my alarm came on. Is it off? Yes, off. Oh. No, I'm still on what's the name? All right. So we got to go back live on the other one. So if you come out of agreement, what I was saying. So I'm still live. Let me see. But I'm not live on the other one. Okay. So what we want to do is forgive. We want to forgive those who done us wrong. So I was in the middle of telling my testimony about how I had to forgive my family members for doing me wrong. Okay. So let's see if we can save it. Hallelujah. I had to come out of agreement. So as soon as I came, let's get it for later. As soon as I came out of agreement with the hurt that I was experiencing, then I was able to receive so many blessings from God. I was able to receive so many blessings, so many. Let me know if I'm back on. Hallelujah. It's back on, right? Okay. I was able to receive. Sorry about that. It got disconnected. I was able to receive so many blessings once I forgave those who done me wrong. So you want to come out of agreement with bitterness. I want to tell you about some other names of some demons that want you to. Y'all, thank y'all for rejoining me. The enemy try to disconnect us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That means I'm doing my job. Hallelujah. So I want to tell you the name of a couple of demons. Hallelujah. And I want to also tell you about the wisdom of the Holy Spirit. The wisdom of the Holy Spirit will help you be able to forgive those who done you wrong. The wisdom of the Holy Spirit. When you do this chakra stuff, chakra don't have no wisdom. That Reiki stuff, it don't have no wisdom. They say that if you do the Reiki, it's going to help you have a peace of mind. Let me see. I got in my notes here. Reiki is going to help you sleep good, help you have better sleep. Trust me. Reiki opens the doors to witchcraft. So the wisdom of the Holy Spirit is going to allow you to sleep better at night. The wisdom of the Holy Spirit is going to allow you to have rest. The wisdom of the Holy Spirit is going to keep you from being tormented by demons. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So let's go to the throne of grace in prayer. I'm waiting on a few more people to come on. Let's pray. We're going to go to the throne of grace in prayer. Hallelujah. I renounce and I repent. Hallelujah. From being arrogant. Hallelujah. I renounce and I repent from having harsh bitterness in my heart in the name of Jesus. I renounce and I repent. Hallelujah. Hatred and the murder spirit being carried in my heart in the name of Jesus. I renounce and I come out of agreement with premature death. I come out of agreement with bitterness. I come out of agreement with strife. I come out of agreement with the altars of witchcraft in the name of Jesus. And I decree and declare that I belong to God. I've been delivered and set free. And I believe Jesus Christ is my Lord and Savior. Hallelujah. I come into the agreement and the language of heaven in the name of Jesus. I am protected everywhere I go. My coming in and my going out. My children are protected. Hallelujah. My family members are protected. My spouse is protected in the name of Jesus. And for every ungodly soul tie, Lord, I'm asking you to break it in the name of Jesus. Oh, la, 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 my siki soya. He called on my siki saya. He called on my siki so. Come on and pray it in the Holy Ghost. Oh, la, 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 my siki saya. See, when I pray it in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Ghost knows who's online. And so the Holy Ghost is praying for the people of God that's online. I don't know every prayer that needs to be prayed, but the Holy Ghost knows. Oh, la, 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 my siki saya. He called on my siki saya. Oh, la, 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 my siki saya. In the name of Jesus, I decree and declare that tonight the peace of God will be on God's children. Hallelujah. And the blessings of God is their portion. I pray in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Hey, Dorothy. Hallelujah. We got disconnected here a second ago. If you dream and you don't understand your dreams, join my Decoding Your Dreams membership site. If you dream and you want to grow in the seer realm, if you dream and you want to understand and grow in your gift of discernment. Now, there's two levels of discernment. There's discernment that you were born with, then there's discernment that's a gift that comes from the Holy Spirit. And when you grow in that gift of discernment, the Lord, if he wants to, he can shift your eyesight to see angels. He called Messiah, yes, Lord, and to see demons. He will shift your ears to even hear demonic spirits. I have heard the voice of people change, and the Lord has been able to reveal to me. I'm so thankful for it, to hear the demonic spirit coming from their belly. My eyes have shifted to see. that people are demons. I can see when their eyes change. But when you look at them, the particular time when I saw this, those other people weren't able to see that. But because of the gift of dreaming, because of the gift of discernment, you grow in that realm and you're able to understand the different levels that you can go to in your dreams. You can be healed and delivered in your dreams. Did you know that? You can speak in tongues in your dreams. You can have praise and worship in your dreams. You can actually see the shadow and know that that's God right there, the shadow of the Almighty God. What does Psalms chapter 97 say? I abide in the shadow of the Almighty God. Come on, people of God, dreams are real. I've been in many dreams just here yesterday, just here last week, this shadow. Now, I was telling the people that's in the dreaming class tonight that there's times in my dreams when the Lord be showing me something. I be talking in my dream to the angels, and I be like, I don't want to do that. I don't want to go over there. So dreams are powerful. So I want to encourage you to join. You could join both. Or one if you want. They're $20 a month, but you get a discount when you join both. Can you see the link for the House of Healing? That's when we're going to help you get free of this demonic soul tie. Then there is the dream, decoding your dreams. We talk about dreams. Hallelujah. Get inside of my Facebook group. It is Breaking Generational Curses. It's 2 G's, breaking and then generational curses. Get inside of there because we will be having another awesome teaching like we did yesterday. Get inside of my membership site, $20 a month. Invest in yourself. Stop jumping around everywhere. Come on under the anointing and invest in yourself. I'm so excited. Don't let the devil trick you. Don't let the devil trick you into saying, I'm going to join next week. No, join today. It's $20. www.ask.delisa.org. Are you able to see the link? Okay, let me show that one. Hallelujah. We will be meeting Friday for prayer, not live on Facebook or anything like that, only with the members. So if you're a part of my membership site, you want to get connected, you want to be there Friday for the prayer. We will be meeting online live for the prayer, not in Facebook, not on Instagram, not on YouTube, only for the members. We will be getting ready to go on a fast. We're getting ready to go on a fast. We're getting ready to go on a fast. I don't know for how many days yet. I got to go into prayer. So, is Tracy here? So one of the members, she shared with us how after the meeting last week, she's been dreaming. She had 3 more dreams. She probably dreamed last night. But when you are connected to God's anointed vessel, I am a visionary, you will dream. You will, if you've never dreamed before, trust me, you're going to dream because that is the way God communicates to his people. Why does God talk to us in dreams? One of the reasons why is because he reveals a parable to you. When you're running around busy, you at work, you don't have time to really comprehend what he's saying because you're so busy. You're so busy. You are so busy. Another reason why he talks to us in our dreams. Hey, Naomi. Another reason why he talks to us in our dreams is because a lot of times we're in a hurry and you might not have read your Bible that day. Let's say you didn't even really say the full prayer like you normally do. So that is God's time to have you at the throne of grace. Isn't that powerful? When you are dreaming, that is God's time to put your spirit at the throne of grace. And that is something that the devil wants to rob God's children of. He don't want you to dream. That's why he's tormenting so many of God's children. That's why I had to come on tonight to tell you, get free. Get free of those ungodly soul ties. Get free. The link is there. Can you see the link? The link is there. You can click on it. Thank you, Naomi. Naomi said, glory, glory to God. Hallelujah. Some of y'all are going to get married this year, but you got to get free. You got to get free. You got to break that soul tie. Some of y'all been promised that somebody was going to marry you and they lied and they didn't. I done had folk lie to me too. Guess what? They done your favor. They done your favor. If they say they're going to marry you or they said you look like wife or husband material and they've not done it yet, just count it as a blessing. A lot of times when the people reject you, A lot of times God will fix it to where their hearts, he goes, Messiah, yes, Lord, we'll reject you. And you be steady praying to my Lord, fix it. No, he goes, Messiah, he ain't going to fix that. So be thankful. I am so excited for the people of God. I'm excited for more testimonies. We are excited to see more members come in. It is $20 a month. Hallelujah for the membership site. We meet every week. Join us on this fast. You don't want to miss the fast. The fast is only for everybody that's a part of the membership site. Hey, Tracy. We ain't got kicked off. Hey, Tracy. Tracy says she's been dreaming more. Hallelujah. Tracy, we're going to be praying Friday. So I'm going to put it inside of the community, the number and everything that you'll need to call. We're going to be praying this Friday. So the time and all that will be on there. And the number, plus we're going to send you an email. Hey, we are so excited about the move of God. Tracy been dreaming. I love it. Thank you so much. Okay, thank you for sharing her testimony. She been dreaming. Do not allow the devil to rob you of what God has to say. Do not allow the devil to break you from being healed, delivered, and set free. Thank you. I love that, Naomi. Do not allow the enemy to rob you. There are people that want to join, and the devil will tell you, don't join. Don't join. Or all of a sudden, you get sick. I've had people tell me that they wanted to join, and then they got sick. And it took them a few days to join, but they finally were able to join. Hallelujah. May the grace of God be upon your life. May the favor of God rest on your life. May when you go to bed tonight, may the Holy Spirit visit you in your dreams. Hallelujah. May you join House of Healing. May you also join Decoding Your Dreams. May you get attached and anointed this year. May you walk high in the Spirit of God. May you receive every blessing that God has in store for you. May you open up your mouth and decree and declare a thing, and it shall be so. May you speak with new tongues. Hallelujah, with stammering lips. He called Messiah. Yes, Lord. Hey, cousin. May you speak in new tongues. May you sing in the Holy Ghost. He la 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 ma si ki so ya. He lo lo wo ya ya mi yo. Wo ya ya mi yo yo. E-ya-ya-e-yo. May you sing in the Holy Ghost. Come on. May you prophesy. May you receive the gifts of revelation. Well, when you read the Bible, you can understand. May your ears be in tune with the supernatural so that when your enemies are coming, the Lord going to turn your ears on. Let me tell you, that is real. That is real. That's why the Lord said he is in the supernatural. The devil is not in the supernatural, but the Lord will turn your hearing and your eyesight where you can see demons and you can hear their voice. It is real, but you got to break free of those ungodly soul ties. May God bless you. Pray over your children every night. Anoint your forehead with oil. You don't have no oil, get you some Vaseline. You ain't got no Vaseline, get you some dang on lotion. You ain't got no lotion, take your tongue. Just anoint your forehead. Anoint your forehead. God bless you. Hey, Tracy. Hey, Misty. And I will see you guys. I don't know. Join my membership site. Hallelujah. Is the link still there? Hello. Is the link there? And I'll see you in the membership site. You can join my dreams, Decoding Your Dreams, or you can join both, or House of Healing. $20 a month. I'ma holla at you. I'm Dr. Lisa, the daughter of thunder in Atlanta, Georgia. Okay, love y'all. And Sheila, I'm praying for you. Okay, love you. Bye.